After spending weeks cleaning up oil on the Louisiana shoreline, Joe Williams didn't feel very well.
Well, I used to have headaches and stomach aches and stuff like that, you know, just tired. Lack of energy, big time.
Once, Williams says, he even blacked out and totaled his car. Mary Lee Orr, director of the Louisiana Environmental Action Network, says her organization got hundreds of calls from cleanup workers like Williams complaining of health problems, which they suspect are connected to exposure to the oil and dispersant.
I mean, call after call, and these people were desperate.
Orr had already enlisted Dr. Mike Robichaux, an ear, nose, and throat specialist and former state senator, to test cleanup workers' blood for heavy metals. They wanted to do more, but didn't know how, until Orr received a call from Jim Woodworth, a leader with the Church of Scientology. Woodworth, now president of the Gulf Coast Detox Program, brought in $1 million worth of private donations to open the detox clinic for cleanup workers in Dr. Robichaux's childhood home in Raceland last year. But his church's role is controversial. Critics have alternately labeled Scientology a fake religion or sham.
I've been doing detoxification with physicians for 22 years. So, and I had a facility in New York City where we treated over 1,000 9/11 police officers, firefighters, iron workers, people at Ground Zero that became sick from the chemical exposure, from the dust and the smoke.
But there was much fallout over that clinic, Downtown Medical, when its ties to Scientology were revealed. Though the clinic served many New York City firefighters, the Firefighters Union denies any official endorsement. Woodworth defends the church's involvement with the clinics in New York and Louisiana, where the patients are treated using a regime developed by L. Ron Hubbard, the science fiction writer who founded Scientology.
I'm very proud of what we do. And, you know, L. Ron Hubbard is the author and humanitarian who developed the process. It took him 27 years. And physicians like Dr. Robichaux, who I believe is a Christian, they've used this program, you know, and with great results in their medical practices.
Robichaux, the lead practitioner at the Raceland Clinic, says Hubbard's method is similar to other detox methods used at a few clinics along the Gulf. But the Raceland Clinic is the only one dedicated to treating cleanup workers for free. He describes what the regime entails for a typical patient.
A heel exercise for 25 or 30 minutes. It takes some niacin. The niacin helps to dilate his blood vessels, and it's lipolytic in that it breaks down the fatty acids in the body. And in doing so, it strips some of the toxins off the fats that they've attached to. And then they go into the sauna, and they sweat, and they sweat, and they sweat.
Jory Danos was patient number one at the Raceland Clinic. He worked 8 miles from the spill for 3 months for BP's Vessels of Opportunity cleanup operation. He says the dispersant BP used to break up the oil, corrects it, was sprayed from a plane just above his ship. He blames the dispersant for severe weight loss, chronic hallucinations, stomach pains, and skin rashes. He said it made him so ill he couldn't walk without using a cane. Now his skin is clear, and Dano says his energy level is high.
When I first got sick, you know, it was hell. It was something that dead man walking. And look at me now, you know, I'm all for it.
But Louisiana State University professor Vincent Wilson, who specializes in coastal studies, says that's probably not because the method cleansed him of toxins he was exposed to cleaning up the spill.
If you're exercising, cleaning yourself normally and taking these vitamins and eating a good diet, you know, this doesn't sound bad at all. I mean, it'd be good for you as in the long run. Is it really going to clean out things? Not so much.
Wilson says it's possible that many who work the spill suffered health problems like the ones Danos describes right after being exposed to benzene and the dispersant, but not now, 2 years later. He says they do have a higher chance of getting cancer later in life, but the body will naturally metabolize most of the substances they were exposed to over time.
I just hate the idea of large amounts of it coming out or any claim that large amounts are coming out quickly. It's not a crystal clean story.
But Woodworth says the program has changed the lives of every client they've seen, about 60 so far, and demand is growing by word of mouth.
Just in the last few weeks, we've had over 400 people referred to us.
Woodworth says they're competing for BP money to fund the Raceland Clinic and similar projects in at least three other coastal communities. Tegan Wensland, WRKF News.